Buck-a-buck-a-bow. The time is 6.09 p.m. You are still listening to KOOP Hornsby Austin, 91.7 on your FM dial or online worldwide at KOOP.org. This is the Mascot Wedding Show, radio's hour of unspeakable power. My name is David Hatta.
Oh, man. Really?
Apparently we weren't listening when they said the microphone was still not working. Membership drive's coming up, folks.
Yeah.
Hey, my name is Mac Blake. This is the show where we open the phone lines to the community. Anytime you want to call in to be a part of today's conversation, the phone number is 472-5667. For you people that like letters, 472-K-O-O-P. Anything said on this show is just the opinion of the person that said it. Truth.
Fun. What did we just hear?
Oh, we just heard off of their album Brothers, which I am into. The Black Keys with The Only One.
And starting us off, I hope you like 1996, because that's where we went from their album High Low. That was Not a Surf with Popular. Look, I know you could probably hear that someplace else, but I was really in the mood for it.
I'll be honest. I told you this before, David. I didn't like that song when it first came out because the video for it showed like guys in the shower.
Okay.
You know, at like a gym class or whatever. Mm-hmm. And I, the next year, was going to have to shower with other guys.
Yeah.
In high school. And I don't know why that scared me.
Thank
so
you for
much.
Clarifying that with in high school.
Well, yeah. Well, because I was going to, you know, I was going to join the basketball team.
Right.
Which I don't want to get into that. But
I want to, though.
And I don't know why, you know, like, because. Look, high school sports are full of, you know, bullying and jerk situations.
Yeah, meatheads.
And I'm a gentle soul.
Yes.
And I wasn't looking forward to that. I was like bummed out about it all summer. So I couldn't really enjoy that song. Now that that passes behind me, that song's great.
And now that you're older and you are a meathead,
yeah,
you can appreciate
now it. I've showered with so many guys, it doesn't even matter anymore. It doesn't even faze me. No one bullies me in the shower. This isn't prison.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. This isn't prison. Let's all hang on to that for our Saturday.
How are you, David?
Pretty good. A little tired. A little groggy.
A little groggy. Is it because you're full of grog?
Yes.
Drinking some choice grog. Crack an egg and put it in that mead for me. Barley. My voice is a little bit deeper than usual.
Yes, as is both of ours are, and some friends of ours are as
well. Yeah, because we blasted these bitches out at karaoke last night.
Yeah, karaoke it's a lot of fun. That's the end of that sentence, I think.
The awesome parts about karaoke, well, there's a lot of awesome parts, but we did it at the Highball.
Yes.
And they put us in this room that's like right across from the bathroom.
Yeah.
In fact, except for like a little, you know, line drawing of a man or line drawing of a woman, the two doors are like identical.
Yeah, exactly.
Actually, I think there's like a window in our, anyway. Long story short, we'd get some people coming into our little karaoke booth slash room that thought they were going to the bathroom, and the bewildered looks on their faces when, like, this isn't the bathroom. This is where somebody is screeching along to Ram Jam. Black Betty.
Yeah, there was a couple of weird faces because there would be the person who walks in and immediately is like, oh, I'm in the wrong room. I'm sorry. But then there would be those faces of the people who walk in and they're like, why is this not the bathroom? Like, they would get mad at us and the room.
This one guy, like, didn't want to leave until I, like, gave him the Frenchman scoot wave. You need to move on.
Yeah, but a fun time was had by all. We needed to have a fun time because we had the worst time leading up to it.
That's right. We saw the movie Piranha, which we'll be talking about later in the show.
Yeah.
We already talked about this, but there's this... talking, you know, like... Oh, man. I'm going to edit that little chunk of stumbling over myself out.
Start from the start.
So, yeah, if people who are listening in, you're not going to hear that in the podcast.
Well, now you have to cut that out, too, where you explain this.
Yeah, so we should leave a little audible gap, like, right here. Edit. You know, there's a part of, like, everyone's job where you're just like, man, this is the one part of this job I hate.
Mm-hmm.
But there's some jobs where there's just, like, that one little moment of just, like, you sacrifice so much of your dignity. And, you know, you're just like, I can't take this anymore. Drove past this. There's this one terrible shopping center in town.
Yes.
Then this terrible shopping center has an adult bookstore,
mm-hmm.
a lingerie modeling place.
Yes. it's a photography studio.
Slash maybe massage studio. I don't, you know.
Yeah.
A sketch fest is what it is. A fest of sketchiness, not sketch comedy.
Not fun sketch comedy.
Not ATX sketch fest. Planet K,
mm-hmm.
which
is a head shop,
yeah,
basically.
You're Not tobacco going in those pipes, you drug users.
Well, it's for water.
Yeah, sure.
It's for clearing out your sinuses.
Store for drug addicts.
Yeah.
All those dope fiends.
You know, all those people with upper respiratory infections who love wearing pot leaf t-shirts.
Yeah, the guy with the sweatpants worn out in the back that he's patched instead of just buying new sweatpants. And then, like, there's, like, a nail salon mm-hmm. in there, which I'm just like, oh, poor nail salon.
Yeah, you're just trying to get by, like, unless that's a front, unless there's, like, cockfighting going on in the back.
But this bookstore, this adult bookstore, which is, I think, called, like, something-something news. Mm-hmm. I like how on the side it's, like, you know, magazines, DVDs, videos. Like, sure, that's usually the form of pornography. And it's, like, comics, maps. I'm like, wait, maps? Like, legit, you have, like, legitimate maps of Austin?
Yeah.
Or is it just like, I don't,
It's just weird style, like advent day calendars. Like, oh, do I open up this door? Oh, that's what's going on.
And look, if you work in an adult book or adult bookstore, you obviously aren't really concerned about your next job after that.
Right.
And there's got to be a large sacrifice of dignity just to, you know, sell these videos to people. But on the marquee, it said, Montana Fishburne DVD now in stock. And I was thinking, man, when you were like outside putting up those letters in that marquee, how did you just not want to just eat a gun?
Yeah.
Munch some bullets.
We should explain the backstory. For those who don't know, Montana Fishburne is Lawrence Fishburne's daughter. Lawrence Fishburne, of course, is Morpheus from The Matrix and Furious from Boys in the Hood. Yeah, and his daughter decided to cut the line in terms of celebrity and just make a sex tape. And so that's her idea of making it in the business.
Yeah, but not like... I think she like hooked up with the production company first.
Yes.
I was like, yeah. So she's basically just making a porno.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's what it is. So, yeah. So that's out there in the world. And
she looks just like Lawrence Fishburne. And Lawrence Fishburne is an attractive man. I don't know if he's an attractive lady.
No, he's not.
Which I don't like bagging on people's looks. Mm-hmm. I'm just saying she looks a lot like him.
Look, we're no Tom Selleck's.
Yeah.
But, yeah, that's an unfortunate thing to watch sometimes.
Yeah, I don't want to. I probably won't be seeing that.
So, yeah. So
I probably won't add that to my Netflix queue. What's that? Netflix doesn't allow filth? Eh, I don't know about that.
But now, like, this bookstore is openly promoting it. It's like...
Yeah, like, this is a hot ticket item.
All right, guys. I need you to come in early on Saturday because we need somebody to corral the line, make sure it wraps around the store, this not goes their, out the parking lot.
This is their Harry Potter midnight release. Their Scott Pilgrim Volume 6.
Exactly. Anyway. Do you still have copies? I need two.
Yeah. She can do a signing. I don't want to talk about this anymore.
Yeah, we're done with that.
It's not a creep out Saturday. So you call in Saturday. You got a topic you want to talk about.
I do have a topic, yes. I beseech you, City of Austin, I need you to help me out. I don't know where to start. I'll start from the start.
Start from the start.
I feel like we brought this up a couple weeks ago. There is a bar in this town. We'll call it Luster Pearl.
Yeah.
Who, they have a darn fine jukebox.
They got a really good jukebox.
But the people who work there apparently hate their jukebox. And so they reserve the right to skip over songs at will, which is fine. It's their prerogative. But at the same time, hey, kind of paid for those. Like, maybe play it. Look, I'm sorry if you work here and you have to listen to this every day. I am here once every 3 or 4 weeks. I don't get to hear the song all the time. It's a fun time for me.
Yeah, let's say I put in however much money and I select 7 songs. Mm-hmm. Or 8. And actually, it is a weird number there.
Yeah.
It's like
yeah.
7 for anyway. I don't want to break down the prices. And they skip one.
Yeah.
Imagine if you were at that bar and you purchased 7 drinks, but they only poured you 6. You'd be like, where's my 7th drink?
Yeah.
This is a money transaction. It's not a lot of money, but still, you're stealing from me.
Yeah. So it's gotten to the point now where I sort of hesitate to go to Luster Pearl because of their horrible jukebox practices, but then I got to thinking, where else in this town could you listen to a good jukebox? So, my question to you is, best jukebox in Austin, go.
Because, yeah, there's a lot of places that have supposedly really good jukeboxes, but there's a lot of factors going into it, too.
Yes.
Like, for instance, if there's the best jukebox in the world, but it's like, you know, at Beerland, I'm not going to hear it because, you know, Beerland's got live music.
Right. Yeah, it's going to get drowned out all the time.
There's no point in putting in money unless you're there earlier.
Yeah, it's a tough nut trying to figure out who has the best jukebox in Austin because they need to balance. There are a lot of factors in play. They need to balance like old stuff and like their standbys, like stuff you can go to this place and say, "Oh, I want to listen to this song," and I know it's going to be there. But also, they need to put new stuff on there every once in a while. Like, rotate some stuff out. Like, I want to be able to go, oh, they have this album. Okay, that's neat.
You know, Lester Pearl also has a lot of, like, house mixes
mm-hmm.
where they just, you know, put X amount of tracks on a CD.
Yeah.
But they have way too many of those.
That's cheating, first of all.
That's cheating?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
You need to build your jukebox off of albums. Like, even if it's best of, but don't come in there with, like, a mix. Because then, A, I have to scour the mix for songs. And B, here we go. Yeah, I mean, like, oh, yeah, we do have the best jukebox in town because we rigged it. Like, don't do that.
Hello?
KOP, you're on the air.
I think the best jukebox in town is Casino El Camino.
Casino El Camino.
Wait, who's calling?
My name is Dana.
Dana!
Hi, guys.
Hello.
He knows you, the power voice. How are you, Dana?
I've actually purchased a lot of new music just from hearing stuff on their jukebox that I got really excited about.
Oh,
really?
That is a good jukebox.
I have to keep a little notepad when I go there, and if I hear an awesome song I've never heard before, I'll like go check out what it is and then write it down and then go buy it.
You can also use that notebook to write down clues in case you observe a mystery.
Yeah, exactly. With your magnifying glass.
You don't know my life.
Fair enough.
Hey, settle down. What are you up to on this Saturday?
Actually, I'm in the bathtub.
Oh, that's the best way to listen to the show. Except keep the radio at a good distance.
I'm trying to decompress.
Yeah.
After a long and then going out to a awesome party at the Highball.
Oh. So stalkers of Dana. Now you know.
And the best way to decompress is listen to two idiots argue.
Well, you know, it just makes me feel better about myself.
There you go.
Well, I'm glad we could help. Listen. let me ask you while I still have you on the line.
Okay.
Off the top of your head, like, if you were to walk into a casino and say, and like head make a beeline for the jukebox, what are you playing?
Well, I haven't been there in a while because I haven't really been going out, but they have Dennis Dykin and the Bell Sounds.
Okay.
And they have King Kong, and they have Rocket from the Crypt, which is like my favorite all-time band.
Sure.
And Mel Brown, like an old soul, funk and soul guy.
Mm-hmm.
So I like an eclectic mix of stuff.
Let me ask you this also.
Yeah.
Let's say you put an amount of money in, select some songs. How long does it take for those songs to play?
Oh, that's a good point.
It really depends on the time of day and what day you go. You know, just like any other jukebox.
Okay.
I mean, if you go there at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, where it's only yuppies coming there because they saw it on the Food Channel, then you know you'll play get played right away. But if it's, you know, South by Southwest and it's a Friday night, you could wait 3 hours just like for a hamburger.
Sure.
So. Oh, that's true. Oh, double zing. All right, Dana, thanks for calling in.
Okay.
Always appreciate it. Enjoy your Saturday, Power Voice.
Okay, bye.
All right, bye. KOP, you're on the air.
Hey, how's it going? This is Kung Fu Carpool.
Hey, Kung Fu Carpool. Haven't heard from you in hours.
Wait, so this is this Master Pancakes Joe Parsons?
Oh, Lord. I've been outed.
Yeah, that really didn't take long. Thanks, Mac, for this.
Local celebrity.
What's behind this curtain?
Right. Well, I was going to say that my favorite jukebox is at Lala's.
Yes.
Lala's is a really good jukebox.
Yeah.
It's a great jukebox, but it kind of made me think of two other questions on a similar topic here.
Shoot.
One.
I know what this is.
No, you don't.
Okay.
Would you go to a really great jukebox if it was in a really crappy location?
No.
No.
Like, even if it was a really great jukebox, let's say it's at the bar at, like, the movie theater.
Well, if it's so great, it needs to be somewhere else.
Well, if it's a really crappy location, if it's a place I don't want to go, I'm not going there just for a jukebox.
I'll give you an example. A perfect example. Whiskey Bar used to have a really great jukebox, but I wouldn't be caught dead in Whiskey Bar.
Yeah, but it's like, I mean, okay. All right, fair enough.
Yeah, it is.
And the other one is, how come the jukebox technology has not caught up to the MP3 age?
Well, yes, it has, actually.
Yeah, in sort of a monstrous way.
Because a bar that I frequent, that I love going to, that you used to live next to, has moved to an internet jukebox. So, like, instead of having, like, CDs in there, you just pick whatever you want.
Yeah, and if a song's not on there that you want on there, you just pay $1 and you can download it to that jukebox.
Mm-hmm. But what stinks about that is that everyone can do this. There's no, like, Council of Elders saying, hey, maybe don't buy Laffy Taffy and put it on there.
But, yeah, why hasn't someone just hooked up an iPad to some sort of quarter machine and be like, or iPad? Yeah.
Sure, why not?
Yeah, iPod.
That's a thing.
And that was a thing. I'm glad I didn't say, like, iPid or something. Or iPod.
You've got one more valve if you want to use it.
I don't. iPad. There it is. Yeah, and just said, like, here, you can look through my iPod and, you know, pick out a song, and that would be a lot. Because then you get the cover flow. Set the view option to cover. You know what I thought you were going to ask, Joe?
What's that?
Because you one time were like, is there any bar? Oh, I'll tell you. Who could sass with me, Kung Fu Carpool? He was like, you were like, is there any bar in town that doesn't have a TV?
Oh, there's that old thing. That's a big pet peeve of mine.
Sure. Yeah,
and then there was, it's me too, because I will watch TVs no matter what
on
them.
And it's the worst on a date.
Yeah, it is terrible.
Maybe don't take your date to a bar. How about that, you monster?
What? Hey, that's where I would take my dates.
You're never going to get married that way, Joe.
I need to make sure they have diminished inhibitions.
Joe Parsons, everybody.
Hey. He's married already. Is Kristen in the car?
No, she's passed out.
Well, there you go.
Well, if the proof in the pudding is in the tasting.
You,
so.
talk the talk, and apparently you drunk the drunk.
That's right.
Well, thanks for calling in, Joe.
Hey, thank you.
Oh,
our pleasure.
All right.
Yes.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Bye.
You know who else has got a really good jukebox?
Who's that?
Deep Eddie.
Deep Eddie has a great jukebox.
Their jukebox is really good. But it's also, same with Lala's, it's got like a lot of like old stuff in it.
Yes.
But it's also got a couple new things. Like every time I go to Deep Eddie, I know I'm going to play Hotel Yorba.
Yes.
By the White Stripes.
We're going to play the Battle of New Orleans.
Battle of New Orleans. How great is that that's on
that's
there?
That's the perfect jukebox. That's the thing, like.
Five doggones, but the British kept it coming. Wasn't as many as it was a while ago.
that could be somebody's ringtone if you download this podcast.
Yep.
The thing I like about Deep Eddie, and the thing that, you know, puts it at the head of the conversation, is that it has those kind of songs where it's like, okay, yeah, I'm going to go there and hear the Battle of New Orleans. I'm literally going to go nowhere else in this town and hear that.
But here's the thing. When I go through the Deep Eddie jukebox, I struggle to find, I mean, because it's got a lot of like old stuff, a lot of really old stuff, and like a lot of Willie Nelson.
Yeah.
And I don't know. This is like Austin, what do you call it? Heresy or something. I'm not the biggest Willie Nelson fan.
No, nor should you be. Well, yeah. I mean, well, that's, I feel like I just trumped your heresy by saying that. But yeah, there is some need for eclecticism. And I actually feel like Deep Eddie has that more so than a lot of other places, actually.
But you know what? Like, we were at Barflies somewhat recently, and yeah, I'd put in like some money in there, and you'd never hear those songs.
Yeah.
And then finally, like, my songs came on. It was like song one I selected, which I forget what it was, and then another track I didn't select, and then the rest of my selections. And
yeah, you basically pay to put your songs in a song lottery.
I don't know how this works. But here's the thing about Barflies is they also got like a lot of like terrible stuff in the jukebox, like I don't want to hear. You know, so it's like it's this mixture of being like, okay, look, yeah, you got, you know, this stuff, which is great. But you also have, I don't know, At the Drive-In.
Yeah.
Which has two good songs and that's it.
Yeah, it's key. You have to, like, a good jukebox shouldn't make you have to fight through everybody else in that bar and their song selections. Like, here's the problem with the internet jukebox. The bar I go to, the first weekend they got it, like, somebody just loaded it up with the dumbest stuff. It was like, Kid Rock! And then, like, the extended mix of Come On Ride the Train or something.
Oh, my God, yes. See, that's the other thing, too. Jukebox, you know, people are like, oh, man, the internet jukebox, because jukebox is sort of an expression of that bar.
Yes, exactly. That is their signature.
Yeah, but you know what? That's the thing. Like, the jukebox of Barflies, that kind of matches Barflies.
It does.
Yeah.
You know? Which I don't mean to knock Barflies. Great staff. Like,
oh, actually, a really great staff.
Good bunch of guys.
Yeah.
But come on, jukebox.
But the jukebox and the clientele match up a little bit.
Sure, absolutely.
And there's not a lot. Not everything in the jukebox is good. Same about the clientele. But yes. Actually, never mind. That one guy was super racist to you that one time, remember?
Yes, I do remember.
Let's talk about that off air.
Not a member of the staff.
Not a member of the staff. Just
it was an encounter I had.
Some dude. I was about to say that I've never really been super hassled at that place, but that's not the truth.
We have more than one instance.
Yeah.
I'll say this, let's keep this going. 4725667. But Shangri-La has a very good jukebox.
Yeah, Shangri-La does have a good jukebox. I wish they'd turn it down a little bit, though. But that means I'm getting old.
Yeah, well, there's other places. Like, you don't have to be
inside.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. But I put in multiple dollars the other day and still found a bunch of stuff to play. That was a sign of a very good jukebox to me.
Yeah, it's a good jukebox.
So leader in the clubhouse so far, I'd have to say Shangri-La.
But that place, Nasties, which I believe there's a co-op benefit tonight.
That's right.
The glam party.
Holy Lord, yes.
Yeah, if you want to go see some glam rock cover and also support this radio station, then you may want to check out the benefit tonight at Nasty's.
Is that Scott's doing? Is that Stronger Than Dirt, Scott?
Probably. Okay. Co-op.org has more information. KOOP.org.
Always. They always do.
Yep. But their jukebox used to be pretty tight.
Their jukebox used to be top-notch.
Yeah.
Better than that one place. Top-notch.
Yeah. To top notch of a jukebox?
I have no idea.
I can tell you what's my nominee for worst jukebox. That one Waffle House by the airport.
Oh, well, that doesn't even count. They have like Waffle House mixes.
Oh, my Lord. We were on a road trip to Marfa, and we stopped at a Dairy Queen because that's what I like about Texas. Oh, what's this giant bag of money? Thanks, Dairy Queen. No. Because there's nothing else in some of these towns.
Yes.
Like, McDonald's has a certain population limit. They're like, you need to have this many people in your city before I'll sell you a McChicken.
Yeah, exactly.
The Dairy Queen is like, they're a low ball. You know, they'll be like, a small town, you get a DQ. Mm-hmm. And so we stopped, and in the jukebox there, which, why does Dairy Queen have a jukebox? They had the soundtrack to Alvin and Chipmunks, or maybe the Squeakquel, I don't know. But someone had gone on there and selected, like, that entire album.
Which, to be clear, is songs covered by the Chipmunks.
Yes, okay. But it's, you know, it's like, you know, in the Chipmunk voices.
Yeah.
And it's not, imagine if you had to listen to an entire album of, like, Auto-Tune, but worse, because it's Chipmunk voices. Yes, and it was like, all right, well, maybe this is some sort of, like, John Mulaney-style punk.
Right.
Who's, you know, playing What's New Pussycat 27 times in a row. But no, it was just some children that really liked to hear this song, and apparently their parents had already lost the will to live because they didn't mind listening to, like, you know, and like chipmunk voices forever.
What was that again?
I don't know. Name a chipmunk song.
Christmas
time is here. Or whatever. That's the best I could do, buddy. I don't like you
but
now.
But to,
30 more minutes. I'm
yeah,
just joking.
Yeah, yeah.
What's up?
Well, I was going to say, the reason Dairy Queens have jukeboxes is because, like, you know, a long time ago, it was, if you're in a small town, hang out at the Dairy Queen. Like, that was the place. That was, like, the max at, like, in Saved by the Bell.
Oh, that's right. With the magician / owner.
Yeah. Just
man, I would like to have a series following that guy. So he, like, comes, he's, like, you know, he's serving burgers, whatever. He's, like, doing magic tricks. He closes up, just goes home. He's, like, real sad. I don't know why. I'm
emptying out his pockets after a long day. It's that one long handkerchief. Like, didn't even get to use this today.
I like how that guy, like, he didn't get written. You know, he wasn't a recurring character on the show. You know, it was a conversation like, Max, we're thinking of losing you. Like, what? But magician waiters. Kids love those. They don't, Max. They yeah. really don't. Nope. Let's take this one last call, and then we'll take a break.
Yeah, powered through. We completely.
KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, I was just calling to say I like the Waffle House jukeboxes because of the special Waffle House songs.
What's now, your name, caller?
I'm really not familiar with these. Well, yeah, first, what's your name?
Oh, Nathan. I've called in before.
Nathan.
Hey, Nathan, how are you?
We know you, Nathan.
yeah, big fan of the show. But, yeah, I like to go in that. You know, usually whenever I'm in a Waffle House, you know, it's kind of at the end of a long night.
Yeah, so, sure.
I mean, you know, it's usually around 3 a.m. somewhere around there.
I know what you're talking about.
I figure the ladies that are working the Waffle House at that hour, you know, I mean, they could use a little encouragement. So I always play one called Special Lady of the Waffle House.
Wait, so really, what are these? I'm not familiar with these Waffle House mixes.
Oh, they're just like little, pretty much like country songs that they record specifically for the Waffle House.
Are they Waffle House themed?
Yeah, they're actual songs that they've, you know, they've got somebody to record.
Oh, David to the Waffle House.
Nathan, hold on. You're blowing my mind for a second. You're telling me there's an overlap in country music and Waffle House customers? I don't believe
it. Yeah, there might be. There just might be a little overlap there.
That Venn diagram is pretty much a solar eclipse.
Yeah, it's almost a full circle, yeah. But, yeah, definitely check that out next time you're at the Waffle House. I usually like to play at least one of the Special Lady of the Waffle House is my favorite because, you know, like I said, they're there at 3 a.m. It can't be the most high-paying job in the world. So, you know, anything I could do to brighten their day up a little bit.
Nathan, I give this guarantee to you. I will check those CDs out the next time I'm at a Waffle House. How about that?
So later tonight?
Yeah.
About 4 a.m. tonight. Yeah, check it out.
See you there.
I like it. Thanks for the phone call, Nathan.
Thanks, Nathan.
All right, cool. Well, I'll talk to you guys later.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, bye. All right,
take
bye.
It easy. Nathan, coming correct.
Oh, fun times.
Yep. Let's take a break.
Yeah.
Play some music.
What am I playing?
I
don't know.
The best jukebox in town, this show. Oh, I should say this radio station, but we know that's not true. I'm joking.
Oh, let's go.
Like sandbagging.
We're having fun, though, right?
Yeah. Actually, one of the best jukeboxes in town. Coming up next, a clear spot.
Always. You know what?
Make
Summit
sure you
Saturday.
Stay tuned for that. Yeah. Summit Saturday, top of the mountain.
Exactly. Wounded Lion, off their self-titled album, Pony People. More Mascot Wedding Show after this. And we're back. We just heard Wounded Lion off their self-titled album. That was Pony People. Fun stuff from a good band. Who is out now? And we have a call. Hold on a second. Turn that down. Beep. Beep. KOP, you're on the air.
Yeah, I need you to play a song for me.
What's your name, caller?
It's Steven, but look, it doesn't matter. I just need you to play the song.
Well, I mean, you know, here's the thing. We're not really a request station. I mean, we're not really a request show. We really don't just play stuff that people call in with.
All right, but this is important.
Well, I mean, it can't be that. What song do you want?
I want you to play Put It In Your Mouth by Achen Jeli. Play it.
Wow. Well, first of all, because... Wow, no. First of all, okay, we don't have that available. Second of all, that's a very filthy song, if I remember correctly.
Look, this is a matter of life and death, okay?
And why is it a matter of life and death?
Look, buddy, you gotta just play the song, all right? I don't have time for this.
No. I told you why we're not gonna play the song. You tell me why it's so important that we play this song.
If you don't play it, someone's gonna die.
Okay, well, that's not even funny. I mean, why would somebody die?
Does it sound like I'm joking?
No, I guess not.
Look, I'm a surgeon.
Okay.
All right? And I need to go cut some guy open, mm-hmm. fix him. But I don't do surgery until I hear my song.
Which is?
Put It In Your Mouth, like Achen Jeli. Or is it Achen Jeli?
I have no idea.
That song gets me in the zone.
So this is like your pump-up music.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I mean, I'm sorry, why don't, you know, we don't have it. Why don't you just have your own copy to play it or something?
Well, that copy's at the hospital.
Okay, and you're not at the hospital?
No.
Wait, but I'm
at that new Truckee's in Sunken Valley.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. You know they sell those things, those car harpoons?
Yeah, the harpoons, yeah.
Yeah, they're, you know, it's like this thing, it's in the shape of Truckee's, the Truckee mascot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah, and he's got that real suggestive tailpipe.
Yeah, he does. It's really vulgar.
Yeah, and he shoots a car or carpoon out of it.
Yeah, which is just the most insane thing ever. Why would they think anybody wants that?
You're telling me some guy never cut you off and you really wish you had a metal spear tied to a rope to shoot into their car and then bring their car closer to your car? And then board their car and take it over?
I can tell you I have literally never wanted to do that. That is very specific.
All right, well, maybe it's because I'm a surgeon.
Okay, well, no, yeah, going back to that, you said you're about to do surgery, but you're not...
This guy hit himself with a harpoon.
Oh, well, great.
He's got a harpoon in him right now.
Oh, jeez, why don't you just do the surgery already? Fix him.
Look, I can't do the surgery without the song. It's my pump-up music. If I don't, I might actually slice this guy's heart out.
But that's incredibly unprofessional. Just do your job.
No, it is professional. Proper preparation. Just look, play the song, buddy.
No.
His blood's going to be on your hands if you don't.
That guy's blood is not going to be on my hands. I'm just a DJ. I can't play.
You're a DJ. I'm a surgeon. Play the song.
But it's an incredibly vulgar song. Like, even if I wanted to, even if I liked this situation, I can't play it.
Look, you don't think the FCC fines worth this guy's life?
That you should not put that on me. You should not put that on this show.
It's gonna be on you.
Wow. Well, look. I mean, here's the thing. Why don't we have like a backup copy or something? Just, I mean, you don't have like a CD in your car or just.
No, it's at the hospital.
Okay, well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
That's why I called you to play it. Look, download it or something. I don't have that stuff on me right now.
No, I'm not going to download. Look, here's another question. Why are you even calling this show? Why don't you call, like, another station? Why don't you call, like, Thunder 102 or something?
Wait, I thought I was calling Thunder 102. What station is this?
This is Co-op.
Co-op?
Yeah.
What radio show is this?
This is the Mascot Wedding Show.
Oh, gross!
Hello? Hello? Doc? Well, that's a little disheartening. Oh, well, I hope that guy makes it, and I hope that guy gets to hear Put It In Your Mouth, after all. Bizarre happenings over at Mascot Wedding Headquarters right now.
I bought one of those carpoons.
Why did you do that?
Because, you know, safety.
No, that seems very unsafe.
People are kind of crazy out there driving around.
With carpoons.
Well, look, if you outlaw carpoons, only outlaws will have carpoons. Think about it.
I feel like you've put a lot of thought into this.
Boom. Hey, what did we do last night?
Last night we already talked about the highball and karaoke, and that was fun and everything.
But what did we do before that?
We suffered through one of the worst movies of the year.
Piranha.
Piranha 3D.
In 3D. Yes. In three dimensions.
Thank God. Thank God that third dimension was utilized for our benefits.
You were excited about this movie.
I was stoked. I have been stoked about this movie for well over a year. I was looking forward to one of the members of the cast, Paul Scheer. I was listening to an interview of his that he did over a year ago, and he gave me the hard sell. He basically outlined it as such. Because here's the movie. It's piranhas who have been dormant for millions of years.
Yeah, prehistoric piranha trapped under Lake Victoria.
Yes, which is some sort of Lake Havasu sort of offshoot.
Mm-hmm.
So these piranhas wake up around the time of spring break. Here is the cast. Elizabeth Shue from Oscar nominee Elizabeth Shue. Christopher Lloyd.
Yeah, this cast is basically like a salary strapped like professional sports team. They're like, we just got to fill up a roster.
Exactly. It's like what the Heat did after they got the LeBron and Chris Bosh. Was like, call up Penny Hardaway. Let's see what he's doing.
So Elizabeth Shue, Christopher Lloyd,
Ving Rhames, Adam Scott from Party Down.
Adam Scott, by the way, is also selling this movie pretty hard.
Yes, yes, he is.
Like he's like, if you don't like Piranha 3D, I'll come to your house and act out my lines in front of you because it shreds. I think.
Yes, he said it shreds. Yeah. And Jerry O'Connell as a Joe Francis type, although we're not supposed to associate that character with Joe Francis per. Some court papers that Joe Francis filed. I just think it's funny that some scumbag is like, hey, I'm not that scummy.
Yeah, there's nothing to like about Joe Francis.
No.
Yeah, he really needs to walk into an open volcano.
God, that'd be great if he just drove his car off the road.
He needs to jump off a building and land on a helicopter
mm-hmm.
that's blades are already working.
Yeah, he needs to be put into a time capsule and put in the ground and never buried back up.
That's right.
Buried back up? Dug back up. Sure. But also, Richard Dreyfuss is in this movie. Imitating the role that made him famous in Jaws, which sounds awesome, and that was probably the most awesome part of the movie, and then we had to sit through the rest of the movie.
So you got a kind of a funny premise, these mm-hmm. piranha just chomping people.
Chomping people, yes.
Sorry, you know it's going to be kind of a fun, cheesy cheese fest.
Yeah,
and exactly. It's in three dimensions, mm-hmm. and it's also, you forgot erotic model Kelly Brook.
That's right.
Does she do anything besides pose nude?
No. Buxom pinup Kelly Kelly Brook.
And then also adult film star Riley Steele.
Yes.
Whose name you knew.
Wow. Thank you for that. Thank you for that. Because I
also looked it up. And
I was reading press clippings about it.
All right. That's how I knew it too.
I went to that one news place.
I know. Hey, what's the news, guys? Give me the news, fellas.
My expectations were at a fever pitch, and not that I put too much stock in this, but like it was rating really high on Rotten Tomatoes this weekend, like Inception type numbers. So I was like, oh, we're all on board now. This is going to be fun.
But look, this thing knows what it is. Mm-hmm. It knows it's just going to be some piranha.
Yes.
A chomping some people.
Mm-hmm.
It's one of these things where it's like, look, it's foolproof because it's almost like you can't criticize it because it's going to be that stupid.
Yeah.
But what happened?
They decided to make a movie out of this movie and tried to tell a story. And I guess my short review is this of this movie is, where was the chompin'? There was a complete lack of chompin' throughout this movie.
There's a good like 20-minute block of chomping, but this movie should have been like 60% chomping, bare minimum.
Yeah, bare minimum. But instead, there was like nudity, which, look, I love the female form.
Yeah, I think, I don't know who first referred to it as this. Maybe it was Adam Scott. An underwater skink ballet.
Yes.
Yeah, there is like, but here's the thing. It's like, look, I'm sitting in a theater, all right? Mm. This isn't an adult theater.
Yeah, exactly.
The internet exists.
It's not 4 a.m. and I'm scouring on demand.
It's not like 3D is, you know, who cares?
Yeah.
It's not really, all, it's not like, there's a girl right in front of me or something like that.
Yeah, you really put that on the special features, like the, you know, the extra teeth edition or something. But don't, I have to sit in a theater with my friends. I don't need this. I don't need this.
There's also 3D vomiting.
Yes.
Like they vomit at you.
Mm-hmm.
And there's also, other thing that happened in three dimensions. There's a part of a man that only a man has and not a lady.
Yes.
And that part gets chomped and then re-chomped.
Yes.
And it's a CGI one of those just like floating in the water. And when it gets chomped and re-chomped, that's really gross.
Yeah. And
the first chomp is kind of funny. Second chomp, unpleasant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You don't go back to the well on that one. You leave it at one chomp and then you get out. But yeah, I mean, this was like the death proof of piranha movies. It had just lost all of its goodwill in the first hour to the point where when the chomping finally came, I was so bored.
The best kill in this movie was not a chomp, by
yes,
the way.
The top two kills had nothing to do with chomping.
No, see, really, it's like a friend of the show, Andrew Rosa, said, this movie was T-ball. Like, the ball's right there. It's the best pitch you're ever going to get. It's not even, just ball's right there. Hit it.
Yeah.
And they didn't do it.
No, they dribbled it back to the mound.
Yeah, it's like, how did you screw this up?
Mm-hmm.
How could you manage to screw up this movie? All you needed was chomping, but like, no, I don't. Some like side story about this like kid who's like, oh, I'm hanging out with this Joe Francis, but I like this girl, which that didn't get resolved, did it?
No,
oh, wait,
didn't.
They did kiss, right? Oh, boy. Spoiler alert. But here's the thing. I actually had fun still at this movie.
Well, I had fun because I was with my friends.
Yeah, exactly. I had fun because I was with my friends, and I was chomping on some queso.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. A recommendation for people out there thinking about going to go see Piranha 3D. See it with us.
Yes.
We're a lot of fun.
Yeah.
If you're not going to be able to see it with us because you don't like know our phone numbers and stuff, probably just – I think it's a hell of a renter.
Yes, it's a very good renter.
You rent that thing on a Tuesday night? Or maybe a weekend night, get some friends,
Tuesday night,
make a drinking game out of it or something like that. It could be milk. I don't know.
Yeah, exactly.
Or not milk, soda or something. I don't know. Red Bull, whatever.
Milk's fine.
Yeah, it doesn't have to be alcohol. No. And have yourself a fun little night yelling at your TV about how stupid it is.
Yeah, exactly. But don't pay 3D prices like I did.
And how long is this movie?
82 minutes.
Yep.
So you think it's lean and mean. You think all killer, no filler. No killer, all filler.
Yeah, and just when you think the movie's going to escalate into some more chomping, it ends.
Yeah. Yeah, they cut to the boring part again.
That movie needed to get to chomping. That's what it really needed to do. KOOP, you're on the air.
Oh, hey, what's funnier than 3D is when movies advertise themselves as 2D.
Has anyone done that yet? Is this?
Yes, all the time. All the 3D movies, like when they're playing in 2D, they say in 2D. So it's good that it's more than a line. I want to see some 1D movies.
1D movies?
That's just a point in space.
Well, now you're just being foolhardy.
A line. Isn't a line 1D?
No.
I thought, wouldn't it just be like you're watching...
I think a point in space is
a point in space is no D.
No, because that's one dimension. Look, don't get dimensional on me. Is this Kristen?
Yeah.
Hey, Kristen. How's it going?
Who else?
So are you thinking about who else? Are you thinking about...
yeah, you kind
of... Are you thinking about seeing Piranha 3D?
1D.
You're going to see Piranha 1D?
Mm-hmm.
Tell me how that ends. Let me know how that goes. Okay.
Okay.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. We also saw another movie this week I want to mention real quick.
Okay.
We saw The Expendables.
Yeah.
And we saw The Expendables in, we sat down and I was like, why is my chair lit up? Because we were in those D box chairs.
Yes.
Those chairs that move.
Yeah. Those
first of all, what does D box stand for?
I have no idea.
Is it like, cause you know, if you have a little video game controller, the D pad is a directional pad. Is this mm-hmm. directional box?
I have no idea. And why, like, is it a box? Like, you're in a chair.
It's a chair.
Yeah.
Is D chair taken?
Like D seat?
Yeah. D seat. There you go.
Yeah. But no,
D box. That just makes me think of D bag.
Exactly.
Like, you know, like I think every time I was like, yeah, send it a D box. Like, D-box for D-bag. Like, even any idiot can already insult your product.
Yeah, exactly. And especially for the kind of movies that it's associated with. Like, you're not going to go see Winter's Bone in D-box. You're going to go see movies like The Expendables. Like,
The Expendables, by the way, exactly what I thought it was going to be.
Yeah, well,
which is just some, you know, blowing dudes away action.
But here's the thing. For a nonstop action movie, it stopped a lot. Yeah, it was. It, again, that was another movie. Like, get to the blowing up.
So we're in these chairs, and so the badass dudes come out and they're like with their motorcycles, mm-hmm. and like you feel it in your chair, and there's an explosion, and the chair vibrates, and you're like, okay. But then like Dolph Lundgren like blows some guy in half.
Yeah.
And as soon as that guy gets blown in half, your chair moves. So it's mm-hmm. like, oh, great. I wondered what that felt like when that guy got blown in half.
Yeah, exactly. Now I know what the sweet release of death feels like.
Yeah, thanks. I didn't really understand that scene enough or whatever without you blowing that guy in half.
Which, by the way, it just felt like someone was kicking my chair the entire time. Like, that wasn't fun. It wasn't like, whoa. It wasn't like a Universal Studios ride. Somebody's kicking my chair for 2 hours.
It's not that intense, though. Like, I sort of forgot about it after a while.
Yeah, exactly. With you.
Hey, we need to get out of here.
Yeah, we do need to get out of here. For more information about Mascot Wedding, including archives of past shows and information about various night jobs and side gigs, you may visit mascotwedding.com. Email us, mascotwedding@gmail.com. We're on Facebook, keyword Mascot Wedding.
That is it. The Klaxons got a new album out this Tuesday. I think it's called, like, Surfing the Void, I want to say. I don't have it in front of me. But this is Echoes, the Klaxons. Hold it upright. Yep. Hold it upright. That's not upright.
Well, there
it
doing is. That. Okay, there.
Okay,
it is.
There. All right. Okay. Hey, David.
Yeah.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, Mac.
Goodbye, Austin.